The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, my friends, I think I was in college. I was out to dinner with a very good friend of mine who very seriously tried to live his Catholic faith. It's important to say that because I don't want to sound like I'm judging him too harshly or commenting on only his behavior, because this is something we can all do. The point is that we can all be like my friend which is Jesus' point today in the gospel reading when he says that our righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. We'll get back to that after the story about dinner with my friend. It was a Friday during Lent, so of course we were not eating meat. We went up to the salad bar. Do they still have salad bars? Not in a post-COVID world, right? They still? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I always like salad bars. At any rate, at this salad bar, my friend was ahead of me, and he got to the end, and he picked up a container of bacon bits. Are they still around? So he's like standing there kind of paralyzed, holding up the whole line. He's looking really closely at the bacon bits. And I'm just about to say, what's the matter? And he walks away with his salad and the bacon bits. He wanders off. I'm like, all right, I'll catch up with him. He'll catch up with me. So I get my salad. I go and I sit at our table in the restaurant. A few minutes later, he sits down. Remember, this is a Friday during Lent. He sits down with me, puts a salad down, piled with bacon bits. I said, where'd you go? He said, I went to the kitchen to check with the chef in there. You know what? As I suspected, bacon bits don't have any traces of meat in them for real. So I can have all I want. Now, I didn't say this, but I was kind of like thinking, is that really the spirit of the law? I mean, you had to go to such lengths to have your lousy bacon bits? I mean, isn't Lent about sacrifice? I mean, err on the side of making a sacrifice. But I kept my mouth shut and ate my salad sans bacon bits. Again, I share this story not to ridicule my friend, although I know it sounds like I am. Nor do I think Jesus was ridiculing the scribes and the Pharisees just to make sport of them, as much as he was pointing out the human tendency in all of us to see his laws and commandments as something to live by the letter. Now, some people live by the letter of the law because they really want to do God's will, but some of us live by the letter of law at times to do just the bare minimum, you know? Just to placate God, so we don't get in trouble, you know, just to squeak by and don't attract his attention so he won't bother us too much, so we can get on with our lives. And that's a tendency we can all fall into. But if we see his laws and commandments, and this is the spirit of the law, if we don't see his laws and commandments just as tiresome boxes to check off, but signs and means through which we cooperate with his grace to experience a deep interior conversion of heart, mind, and soul. If that's our desire to know and do his will and be transformed into his image and likeness, then we will be keeping his laws and commandments as a matter of course, because it's who we are and what we truly want. We, Jesus' disciples, will be like him, the Master. One last word about the Gospel's mention about marriage, divorce, and adultery. It was a very long Gospel. Jesus threw a lot of things at us. I'm not going to preach about that today. Suffice it to say that my bulletin column discusses this difficult church teaching about these matters. And as you read it, keep in mind that the church doesn't invent these teachings in isolation to make people's lives difficult. I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently, and understandable, talking about a very difficult church teaching, he said something to the effect, well, it's easy to make the rules, or it's great to make the rules. And I think we've all felt that way at times. But remember, Jesus introduced these teachings, and they've met the test of time. They're millennia old. He introduced these teachings so that we could remain in the center of his will, have access to his supreme gifts, the sacraments, through which we receive his grace and are transformed and walk the path which leads to eternal life. Jesus said that his church would be the instrument through which his Spirit would reveal all truth. Let us have the humble desire to know that truth and live it, to have the fullness of life here and eternal life with him hereafter. God love you.